It's Audio Description News once again, and Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Art is here to look at some theatre offerings, perhaps some online offerings, and some gallery news as well. Anne, lovely to have you back.
Thank you very much, Alan. It's lovely to be here.
Right, we're going to start with a look at National Theatre, and this is going to be in the theatre, I think, as well.
I know, how amazing is that? This is actually going to be live in the theatre. The play is entitled Death of England, Delroy. There's one audio described performance for it. They've gone to great lengths, of course, to be COVID secure. It's a one-man show. And access tickets for the audio described performance are just £20. So it's an opportunity to get back into that wonderful space and actually feel like you're in a real live theatre again. And what is really encouraging, I think, is that they're going to have a COVID secure touch tour. I don't quite know how they're going to do it, but they are up for that. So obviously anybody who fancies that and is in the London area, they can go along to that.
We will give contact details a little bit later on if people want more information on the performances and more from Mind's Eye Arts. But we're staying with the theatre, a bit of a festive feel this time.
Yes, this is so exciting because I think people have really, really been hoping that performances would return in time for Christmas. Well, in Liverpool, we now have a confirmation of two Christmas shows. One of these is at the wonderful Royal Court Theatre in Liverpool, which is at a theatre where you can have a meal served at your table. You can have your drinks at your table. It's a very relaxed, almost a cabaret feel. So this year, instead of the traditional Scouse pantomime, we've got the Royal Court Selection Box. And this is going to be a bit of a variety show. So there'll be comedy, there'll be lots of jokes, and it is recommended not to bring your grandma. So I don't know how rude those jokes are going to be, but it should be quite amusing. There'll be lots of singing, bit of dancing, and just about everything you could wish for in a selection box. So that's something to really kick the season off. And that's on the 2nd of December. And then just confirmed yesterday, actually, at Liverpool Playhouse, we have a production of A Christmas Carol, one of the favourite productions to take place over the festive period. And so we are going to actually have live theatre for blind and partially sighted audiences in Liverpool this Christmas.
What a performance as well. Christmas Carol, love it. You're going to be back in the theatre as well doing your audio describer?
Yes, I'll be doing both of those shows. And I just had to tell you, I've actually been back in the theatre, Alan. I was so excited yesterday. I'm working at home in Manchester, and all credit to them. They've programmed four shows up to Christmas, all with audio description. I was at a dress rehearsal and then a performance, and just being back in the theatre, sitting there with the lights on, just waiting for the start of the show, that buzz you get of excitement before the play starts. It's exciting, but it's very strange because you might get a couple of seats and then there are five empty seats and then a couple of seats and another big gap of seats. So it must be very strange for the performers to be looking out into this audience where there are so many seats that are empty. And then, of course, the audience all wear masks, so they can't see them when they smile or anything like that. But it's the best we can do at the moment, and we're just very, very glad it's happening. So they've got shows on November the 5th, and then I think November the 14th and December the 19th. So there's a little bit of choice. They're all very, very different performances. And they generally last about an hour there. And obviously the building has taken huge steps to make sure it's COVID secure as well. So hopefully people will feel safe and welcome when they come back.
Great news indeed. We're going to step away from the theatre. You got some gallery news?
Again, great that our galleries are leading the way in this. We've already talked before about Preston Harris Museum and Art Gallery. Now Bolton Art Gallery and Museum and Gallery Oldham are both working with me to produce audio guides for exhibitions which are there, but we're actually doing guides for these exhibitions so that people will be able to tune into them wherever they are, and they don't even need to go out their front door, and they'll have full access to descriptions of the exhibitions. The one in Bolton is about mantelpiece observations, what people have on their mantelpieces. And an artist, Richard Slee, has created ceramic pieces and they're displayed as if they were on mantelpieces. And then the accompanying exhibition has interviews with six local Bolton people from today about what they might have on their mantelpieces or on their shelves or on their windowsill. So really, really interesting. The one in Gallery Oldham is about water. So it touches on the ecological side of it, on the leisure side of it. There are old-fashioned swimming costumes, model boats and barges. There are works of art. There are photographs. So a real mix there. So it's great that people can access these exhibitions wherever they are in the world, in fact, and they don't actually have to go into the buildings if they don't feel like it.
Great. And we've got one more to squeeze in, Anne, but we're going to do a bit of stargazing.
Yes, this sounds good. I have to tune into this. This is on iPlayer. It's called The Sky at Night Beyond the Visible on BBC Four. And it's about astronomical research beyond the scope of human vision. And during the program, we actually get to meet some vision impaired astronomers, and they've been pioneering new techniques carrying out their research. So of particular interest to us, and great that it's on iPlayer so we can catch up with that.
I will definitely have a look at that one. And before we go, people would like more information on performances or galleries or anything that you're involved with or your description, what's the best way to do that?
The best way is probably to drop us an email and then you can ask specific questions. So that's mindseyedescription@gmail.com. If you want to go to the website, that's mindseyedescription.co.uk, and we do update the calendar all the time, so you can check which shows are going ahead and also when new shows get announced. And we're on Twitter at mindseyearts, and also we're on Facebook, so lots of ways to keep in touch.
We'll catch up with you again next month, Anne, but thank you for joining us once again on RNIB Connect Radio.
Lovely. Thank you, Alan.